This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, they got a really good defense, man. They make a lot of offenses look like that, coupled with their venue. You know, we got to give them some credit. We knew their reputation in week two. Maybe the rest of the National Football League didn't. You know, it's kind of been confirmed in the weeks after that, and obviously they're really good today. You know, I think the Cleveland Browns had a lot to do with that. I'd be disingenuous, man, if I didn't compliment them on their players, their schematics, how they played today, or the venue component of it. From an offensive perspective, there's a lot of things that were challenging today.
So it was the Browns' defense. It was the venue. The dog pound. The Browns fans getting under the skin, maybe, of the Steelers. Whatever excuse Mike Tomlin wants to give, it wasn't good enough for his team, for his offense, for the entirety of the performance. Austin Bechtel with you on the Fan Early Morning Show. The numbers weren't good. And the more that you look at it, and there is a lot of paralysis of analysis for Kenny Pickett, and whatever iota number analysis adjective you want to use, it was ugly. It was a disaster. It was the opposite of pretty. If beauty is in the eye of the beholder, that was just plain old ugly. 13-10 loss against the Cleveland Browns. Kenny Pickett, 15-28 for 106 yards. He was sacked three times. Jaylen Warren was fantastic with 129 yards rushing, including the 74-yard touchdown run. Caught three passes. That was about it. Deontay Johnson clearly upset with the Steelers. Clearly upset with Kenny Pickett. Clearly upset with this offense. And you got to wonder how frustrated and upset is this defense at the offense for not being able to get their crap together. Jaylen Warren, since week 9, 317 rushing yards entering Monday. That's first in the NFL during that span. The Steelers have a little bit of an identity in terms of running the football, but Kenny Pickett is holding them back. My problem with Kenny Pickett is not that he's necessarily playing as bad as he is. It's that he's not playing any better from the start of the year or any better from the end of last season. He looks like a rookie quarterback. He looks like a guy that's never seen the field for 5 years in college or for a second year in the NFL. He looks lost. He looks frightened at times out there, spinning into pressures. Think about this. How often, realistically, truly, do you see Kenny Pickett step up in the pocket and deliver a strike? It doesn't happen. Kenny Pickett does not step up into the pocket. It is so concerning that that's just not a part of his game, which is a part of every quarterback's game. Step up, elude the pressure, escape the pocket, make a throw. The numbers aren't good. Here's just some quick stats. 315 quarterbacks have 500 passing attempts since the merger. Only one has thrown a touchdown on fewer than 2% of his attempts. Kenny Pickett, 1.9%. Tommy DeVito, not Danny DeVito, Tommy DeVito of the New York Giants, the New York football Giants, a team that is not very good. Daniel Jones out for the season. Tommy DeVito, undrafted guy, you've probably never heard of him before. He now has more career games with multiple passing touchdowns than Kenny Pickett. 2. Kenny Pickett, 1. Kenny Pickett and Anthony Richardson has had the same amount of touchdown passes since October 1st. 2. Anthony Richardson hasn't played. He's to touch the field in November. He hasn't touched the field really in October. Since the start of 2021, which coincides with Matt Canada being hired as the offensive coordinator, the Steelers have 3 wins of more than 1 score. The lowest passer rating since 2021, minimum 500 attempts. Zach Wilson, number 1. Sam Darnold, 2. If you just want to compare, who is right there with Kenny Pickett? Kenny Pickett, 77.7. Sam Darnold's 77.2. Zach Wilson, 71.9. And he was drafted in 2021. Kenny Pickett, 2022. It's not good. But the one that really got me, the one that fired me up, the one that just absolutely enthralled me. Mason Rudolph in 10 games in 2019 threw for 176.5 yards per game, 13 touchdowns, 9 picks, and an 82 passer rating. Kenny Pickett in 2023, 10 games, 172 yards per game passing, 6 touchdowns, 4 picks, 79% rating, 79.2 rating. Kenny Pickett's Mason Rudolph. It might be different in the fourth quarter where Mason Rudolph kind of shrivels up in the big moments, doesn't play well. But if you're a fourth quarter Kenny Pickett and you can't bring the team to victory in the fourth quarter with an opportunity on the line, and yes, I know he did it against the Raiders. He did it against the Rams. He's done it multiple times this year. He's done it multiple times last year. He does have a little bit of a clutch gene to him. But at what point is enough enough? And it's just not enough. Maybe one bad game for Pickett in the fourth. Just talking about the fourth quarter, because he's been so great in the fourth quarter. He's creating so much overanalysis. But at some point in time, tick, 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 we've reached the point in time where the clock continues to speed up. And impatience is there. Patience is a virtue. And with Kenny Pickett now, there is none. There's none left. And if you bench him, and you go to Mitchell Trubisky, or you go to Mason Rudolph, yes, it signals a message to the team that we are going to put anybody out there that is the best in order to try to win football games. Do the Steelers really believe that Mason Rudolph or Mitchell Trubisky can go out there and be better than Kenny Pickett and go and win football games? I'm not convinced that Mason Rudolph's a better quarterback. I'm not. The thing I do like about Trubisky is that he's a gunslinger. He is not afraid to sling the ball around the yard and take shots. He's not. And that's what I appreciate about Trubisky. But he's also reckless. He's careless with the football. Let's just say it how it is. Mitch Trubisky is very careless with the football. Trey Essex pointed out a quote from Kenny Pickett, who looked just kind of distraught at the podium. He doesn't look right. And I want your thoughts on this. I want your thoughts on Pickett. I want your thoughts on Canada. We'll get to Canada in a minute. 412-928-9370. A quote from Kenny Pickett. The plan was that they play a lot of man-to-man. They didn't play a lot of man-to-man today. They threw a lot of zone looks at us. Different zone looks. We were expecting them to come in and play man. We'll be able to adjust better. One, does Kenny Pickett really believe that this team will adjust better? I mean, really, does he really think that they can adjust better? Because I don't. Who's he trying to fool here? Two, Isn't that just condemning the coaching? Condemning the preparation? I mean, it should, right? That's pretty bad, right? Expecting one thing and you don't adjust whatsoever off of it. Dan Orlovsky does a great job of analyzing football for ESPN. And he couldn't have been more right on what the Steelers offense is and has become.
The fact that we don't get the ball to the best player on our offense in a gotta-have-it situation, go look at what Cleveland did. In the very same situation, they got the ball back. They were like, hey, Amari Cooper, you take it. And they go and win the game. I think that the Steelers, they don't run an offense. They just call plays. There's no way that you watch that game and sit there and say they're trying to win the game. They're trying to win the game. Kenny Pickett, I like Greeny, when he was drafted, I was like, oh, he's fine. Like, he's a good player. I thought he would play better off of the preseason, but I don't know if he's getting an opportunity to play. I think Damn. Their offense is as stale and boring and outdated and predictable, and every bad analogy you can make is their offense.
Every bad analogy is their offense. It's just the truth of the matter. Once again, the Steelers were outgained in total yards. And they got close to actually gaining more yards. They did. They got close. How about the lowest EPA among quarterbacks this season? My buddy Derek from Steelers Now, a co-worker of mine, pointed this out. Cover your ears. Cover your eyes. Cover anything to shield yourself if you're looking at this on Twitter to just avoid this tweet. It's a good one, but it also just is so damning on Kenny Pickett. The lowest EPA per play among quarterbacks this season. 32, Zach Wilson was benched. 31, Daniel Jones is hurt. 30th, Bryce Young is a rookie. 29th, Mac Jones was benched. 27th was Desmond Ridder. He got benched. 26th, Jimmy Garoppolo. He got benched. 28th is Kenny Pickett. I believe if you don't have one of those guys, Patrick Mahomes, of course, Mahomes is in a class of his own, Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, CJ Stroud, you ain't going anywhere. You have nothing. If you don't have one of those guys, you're not winning playoff games. You're not winning games when it matters. You're just not. And I understand that Nick Foles won a Super Bowl, that Trent Dilfer was carried by the 2000 Ravens. Yes, it happens once every decade, if that. I'd like to play the odds and the percentages. Now, yes, it is very much more easier said than done to be able to find one of those guys than not. And there are more Kenny Picketts out there in the world than there are Justin Herberts. And even Justin Herbert, the Chargers can't win with him. It's just a fact of the matter. It's tough. But at this point in time, the Steelers just don't have enough in terms of quality coaching, quality quarterback play, a connection between quarterback and wide receiver. The tight ends are not being utilized at all. The tight ends are invisible. You could put out, really, again, any analogy you want. You want a wanted poster out there for a tight end? You want a Pat Freiermuth picture on the milk carton for last game? He had one total catch after coming back from injury. Are they using Darnell Washington right? Kevin Dotson is playing very well with the Rams on the offensive line, while your offensive line, Dan Moore, was, wow. For every Dan Moore support that was out there about, oh, he's so good against Myles Garrett, first play of the game, hello, 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 Myles Garrett, to Kenny Pickett in the end zone for what should have been a safety. It's bad. But let me ask you this at 412-928-9370. Is it better to have Mason Rudolph out there than Kenny Pickett? Or would you rather continue out this season with Kenny Pickett as the quarterback? If that is the case, do you think Pickett still gives you the best chance to win? Because you got to try to do your best for Cam Hayward, TJ Watt. You're paying these guys a lot of money. Minka when he gets back healthy. Cam Hayward's only got a couple years left. It's tough for Cam. he wants a Super Bowl. I mean, everybody does, but for Cam Hayward, you could see the light at the very end of the tunnel, especially if injuries continue to bother him and linger and become a problem. I just don't see Mason Rudolph and Mitch Trubisky as better options long-term, and I'd rather see Kenny Pickett continue to go out there and see if he can change, if he can be better. Now, he probably won't be better and change unless he has a better offensive coordinator. And I don't see the Steelers moving off of him next year. They're going to probably scapegoat and blame Matt Canada and make Canada the reason why everything sucked. Everything was a failure. Why the offense wasn't very good. Maybe get a couple more offensive linemen in there. Move Broderick Jones to the left. Get a right tackle. Maybe get a center to replace Mason Cole, who hasn't been playing very well. They have so many problems. And for a roster that looked really good coming into the season, if you don't have a quarterback, you don't have much. And the Steelers are 6-4 and in position for a playoff spot right now. That's what's so insane about all this. They're still the 7th seed in the AFC. But does it really matter? You're going to go into Kansas City and get your doors blown off. You'll be competitive against Baltimore because you play well, so well against Lamar Jackson. You own Lamar Jackson. You have his number. But do you really want that? I'm not saying to tank. But if you go into Baltimore, win a game, end up with the 24th, 25th pick in the draft, don't you want to have more capital? So I'm not saying that the Steelers should go out there and intentionally lose games. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is I do want to see more Kenny Pickett just because I think at this point in time, if you do bench him, and if the Steelers do still believe that he can be their guy, look, I'm out. I'm out on him. I was at 65% out halfway through the year. Now I'm at 90. My confidence level is at 10. I'm about 85, 90% out. Sold. All my stock is gone. But if the Steelers do believe he can still be the guy, and you bench him, where he's looked just distraught, and things continue to go wrong, he's throwing for 100 yards, and his yards per game continues to go down. He's throwing for fewer yards each of the last 3 weeks. Is that the final punch? Is that the tipping point? Is that the last straw for Kenny Pickett? And there's no coming back from it. Is that what this could do to Kenny Pickett? That if you bench him, how mentally tough is he at this point? How strong is he? I think we all liked Kenny Pickett at Pitt. We all liked how he played in that fifth year. I also think we should admit that he had his moments in the first 4 years. He wasn't an NFL quality quarterback. And the fact that he blew up, played so well in that last year with Addison and everything else, it's a lot to process. It's a lot to swallow. And at this point in time, you do have to consider benching him. I don't think the Steelers will. We'll see how Mike Tomlin addresses it. He probably won't. But we'll see if there's any change that potentially could be on the table in the next couple of weeks. The Wake Up Show is presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. Apply at 84lumber.com. Your calls coming up next. I'm Austin Bechtel with you. It's Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.